Okay, we go three short ideas. Imrus Taharos, Parshas Bamidbar, Pri Shavuos, Tavshin Pe Gimel, Learn Shvili, Leil Nishmas, Esther Tehila, Bas of Gabriel Penchas, and also for Refuah Shlema, Shein Dol Rivka, Bas Leah, Besor Shechor Yisrael. First idea comes from the Masadig Yareba. We said it earlier in the week, but we'll say it again. Vayedav Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe in Midbar Sinai. Look at the Kiddushas Levin, Perkei Avos, beautiful insight over there. But says the Sadego Rebbe in the Sefer Emes Yaakov, a beautiful idea. We know that every one of us, we come to Yontif, we come to especially to Shavuos, and sometimes we're not roy, we're not ready. Anyone thinks that they're ready, you're not ready at all. Says the Torah, Adam shelo hechin atzma karev adayin lo tikim zich rachma. We had to prepare ourselves for 49 days, and maybe we didn't. The Torah is telling us a cheat code. You know what a cheat code is. Everyone who plays videos, you have a cheat code. Adav Hashem Moshe b'midbar. If you're in a midbar, and you're in Eretz Lo Zeruah, it's a desert, there's nothing there, Sinai. Become mevat yourself, surrender, and submit yourself to the Ribono Shel Olam, and that will be the ultimate way to come into Shavuos. That will be the ultimate way to come into anything holy, but specifically when it comes to Yontif. When a person realizes, Adav Hashem Moshe b'midbar, Eretz Lo Zeruah, it's a desert, it's desolate. You have nothing there. Then the Ribono Shel Olam will bless you with the Shechina. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Melech says. Says b'midbar Sinai refers to Anava, but real humility, real submission and surrender does not lead to sadness. Says the Rebbe Melech. As we said, real Rebbe Melech says. We said this previously. So let's say it again. Real Anava b'midbar Sinai ba'ol moed. Moed meloshim mawadim meloshim simcha. Real joy, real humility leads to simcha, to real joy. At the end of the day, says the Rebbe Melech, when we have real Anava, that leads to real simcha. And I think it's a tremendous lesson, the Sadek Rebbe is telling. Sometimes we feel like we didn't do enough. Like the Kudosh Magid says, up until the 50th day, until the last minute, Kol Zman Shenisha Afilu Rak Yom Echad, Adayin Yuchom Asakul Hayir Afilu Berger Achod. Then you could, even that last day, in the 50th, Tisbuch Hamishim Yom, Armi Machas HaShabbos, up until that 50th day, a person can still get all the 50 days. But how do you do that? With the midah of anava, with the midah of hispatlus to the Ribono Shel Olam, and with that anava, that surrender, that submission, that humility, leads to true simcha, says the Rebbe Melech. What a beautiful idea of the Sadegir Rebbe, the Noam Melech, and the Avodah Yisrael, the Kuzhitzer Magid. The second idea comes to us from the Nachlos Yoshua. All you have to be 20 years old and up in order to go into the Jewish army. Rashi says, Magid, he quotes from Chazal, anyone who's less than 20 does not go out to army. Says the Nachlos Yoshua, which I'm not sure who that is, but incredible sefer, the Rebbe quotes him all the time. And he says simply on Rashi, the Pasuk says very simply, 20 years old. So Rashi says, by the way, you see from here, 20 years, you don't go out. What is Rashi coming to teach us that we didn't already know from the Pasuk? So he says, you have to remember, what do we know from the number 20? We know from the number 20, Parshas Chayetzara, that when the Torah says that she was 120 and 7. Shehayisa bas kuf, for sorry, Menu. Shehayisa bas kuf ke bas chof, below chet. When she was like 100, she was like a 20-year-old without sin. The mashm mizesha mi ben chof alu hadam lavodi chet. But then, only at 20 years old is a person punished. He quotes the Gemara on Shabbos and pay tesam and pays. The person only gets punished from 20 years and up. Only someone who is able to rise above the Yitzhahara, that is someone who is able to join the army. Real Shemes Avoda is someone who's able to be responsible and has the capability and ability to beat the Yitzhahara. Rashi coming to tell us, the Torah is telling you that when you're less than 20, you don't have the ability to fight, you don't have responsibility, you don't have the kochos to fight the Yitzhahara, you don't have your report card, your sins and your mitzvahs aren't yours fully, and therefore you can't go out. And says the Nachas Yoshua, we see a tremendous lesson from me over here. We see that someone who's less than 20 is not responsible for their actions. Yes, 13, bar mitzvah, yes, but fully responsible? You don't have that full responsibility, that full maturity. And I think that lesson is very simple. What's the first thing the Torah tells us? This is from the Baba Rebbe Kerem Shlomo. L'olam Gemara and Brachas and Daf Heim and Af. L'ol Hadi Bit Yitz Zahara. L'olam Yargiz Adam Yitz Tov Ayatz Zahara. A person should go battle with the Yitz Tov against the Yitz Zahara. What's the first thing the Torah says there? Lima Torah. And then if that doesn't work, then it says Kriyashma. That's what Yatsky Yom Misa. Says the Baba Rebbe Kerem Shlomo. Just go to Yatsky Yom Misa. That's the kicker. That's the punch. Just go to remember the Day of Death. No. First it starts with Torah. First, it starts with Torah. Someone who's able to commit themselves and to surrender themselves, commit themselves to Torah, that'll be like the seventh inning stretch, put this the biggest push, and then the eighth and ninth inning of Kabbalah Zemach HaShemayim and the Yom HaMisa will come in. But first, it starts with Torah. 20 years old, that's when a person is able to really fully understand the greatness of our responsibilities, our greatness of our actions, and the greatness of the opportunity of being a Yigit. Finally, the third and final idea comes from the Sefer Shlomo, the Radamsky Rebbe, fourth pasuk in our parsha, V'idchem, Yiyu Rosh, the Esav Osav, then the Nasi, and or sorry, Moshe and your Aaron should be there when you count the Nisi and the Shikant Klai Yisrael. Says the Tefer Shlomo, we see from here that our Avos and the Tzadikim and Olam Haba are there to help us with the Kabbalah of the Torah. The Idchem Yiyu, they should be there with you. It's not just referring to Moshe and Aaron; it's referring to our Avos. He says, look at the pasuk. Ish ish lamata ish l'rosa beisav osav perish ki an shamas mi tzadik ador shalfanov. Hey, mechinas avos kol zacher legugulosam zeicha mechinas mashpia legugulosam mechinas tzadik ibor neshama, referring to the neshama being born. Tifkidu osam moshev aron. Tifkidu moshev aron means that they're there to help you mekabel the Torah. Don't say at the end of the day I have to do this by myself. No, we have our lessons from our Masorah, as Rav Schachter always talks about the greatness of our Masorah. Not relying on our parents and our family. We have to put in our effort, right? Al tikre morasha elam urusa. We have to be engaged to the Torah. We have to make our own commitment. Rav Gifter said the Gemara. Rav Slavich always was fond of, I think, of quoting. We have to make our own, but to understand that our elders are there to help us to receive the Torah, to connect to our holy neshama. So the three ideas. So the first idea from the Sadegir Rebbe. The Sadegir Rebbe told us Davishon Moshe, but Midbar. When you feel like in Midbar, it's Erzel Zeru. Sinai. Make sure to humble yourself, surrender yourself, then you get to speak to the Rabbonu Shalom. I'm Imarchas HaShabbos. Even up to the 50th day, the last minute, the person is able to acquire the Shechina, the person is able to acquire Kedusha. And that's what the Noam HaMelech says when it comes to B'midbar Sinai, but all Moed. Real Allah, real Nava, but all Moed. Real B'midbar Sinai leads to all Moed, leads to Simcha, leads to true joy. The second idea from Nachas Hashu, why is Rashi coming to tell us all, younger than 20 that you don't have to go to the army? Because only someone goes out to the army has to be older than 20, because then you have the capability to be on the offense. You're not responsible for your own actions fully when you're under 20, as we learned from Sari Meno earlier on. So Rashi coming to tell us, the Torah is coming to teach us a tremendous lesson. For your lesson 20, you're not fully fighting the full battle, you're not responsible for, and then therefore you don't have to go out. It's a tremendous lesson for us to be able to know. Says the Baba Rebbe, and how to fight the Yitzhara. Right? Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lam Anav, Ebeli Brasi Lo Yitzhar, Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin, and that's the first step to beat the Yitzhara, is Torah, Kol Och Shemayim, Krishma, and then Yaskul means finally the third and final idea. The Tefer Shlomo says, "V'idchem yiyu l'rosh l'vayis v'sav." Does not just refer to Moshe and Aaron being there to count us, but realizing that our avos are kedoshim. They're there with us, telling me kabbal the Torah to help us accept the Torah in 2023. They're there where there are lessons, our Masorah, like Rav Schachter always talks from Rav Gichter, Rav Gad, Rav Salvitch. We used to always say when Gemara says, "Marasha kilatzekam atik marasha al marusa." Yes, it's inheritance, but marusa, you got to be engaged. You got to make it yours, as the Achshav Chachat says, "V'sein chalkinim v'srasecha." We should be zochet to mevatar ourselves to the Rabbanu Shom. We should be zochet to be able to understand, to take our responsibilities. It starts with learning and davening and living like a yid. And finally, to realize that our Avos HaKadosh are with us every step of the way. But we have to take our first step first, everyone. As Hashem, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a good Yom Tov Shkoach.